This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Take the highway to the end of the night, end of the night, end of the night. Take a journey to the bright midnight, end of the night.
President Trump yesterday, unexpectedly, a week before they said they would, was acquitted. Why was that? Well, it's very important. We'll tell you why. Give you my take on it here in just a moment. But first, see the historic moment yesterday afternoon for yourself.
Of impeachment exhibited against him by the House of Representatives and 2/3 of the senators present, not having found him guilty of the charge contained therein, it is therefore ordered and adjudged that the said Donald John Trump be, and he is hereby acquitted of the charge in said article.
What we saw in that Senate today was a cowardly group of Republicans who apparently have no options because they were afraid to defend their job, respect the institution in which they served. Imagine that it would be vandalized in so many bad ways that I won't even go into here, and that they would not respect their institute, that the president of the Senate, Mike Pence, hang Mike Pence, was the chant, and they just dismissed that. Why? Because maybe
idiots do out of a million isn't somebody's fault, dumbass. You know, in a communist country or a fascist country, if your neighbor or a guy down the street takes a shot, let's say at the chief of police, they kill everybody on the block. The Soviets would do that. Lenin would do that. Mao would do that. Stalin did that. Hitler did that. When the SS would come into a Russian town during Operation Barbarossa in 1943, you know, invading, if one person shot back and killed an officer, they grab everybody in the small town and put them in a church, pour gasoline on it, and burn it down. That's how commies work. Oh, out of a million people, a couple hundred broke in, and then maybe 20 or 30 beat up cops, and somebody pooped on the walls, and somebody we have to arrest every Trump supporter. Every Trump supporter is a terrorist, and we need to use drone strikes, and 75 million Americans that voted for Trump all need to be re-educated. What? But that's how it works in communist China. If somebody in your neighborhood does something wrong, you get punished. Oh, but when the Democrats call for violence everywhere and actually burn down large sections of major neighborhoods and kill police and shoot random citizens and set up checkpoints, oh, then it's so good. It's so sweet. All right. This has got to be an incredible show today because I've grown up, born in Texas, and I've grown up in people not being able to drive with ice on the roads because it only happens a few times a year. But I've never seen anything like this. This was road warrior level. I probably saw 100 wrecked cars on the way here, smash signs, glass, firefighters trying to block major roads. I wouldn't even be here if I hadn't just gone ahead and gone around them because I was driving my wife's all-wheel vehicle. Oh, I tried to leave the house in my truck, and it was not four-wheel drive, and that truck isn't. And I had to turn around and go back, and I got her car. That's the only good thing that German car is good for. But she wanted an Audi. And, man, I was just going, because I live in Westlake, up these big hills. Everybody else is wrecked. I mean, just wrecked cars. I saw 300 wrecked cars, not 100. It was, I mean, just up that one hill is like 10 wrecked cars. And I'm just like going, I mean, I'm not trying to do an Audi commercial here, ladies and gentlemen, but my Lord, that vehicle is incredible. And there were all these other four-wheel drive cars just wrecked everywhere. Range Rovers are all-wheel drive. They were wrecked. Subarus wrecked everywhere. That Audi was like just a robot on rails through black ice 20 miles to the office. Unbelievable. But a lot of people died in Texas. It's really sad. We got some viewer discretion advised video coming up, but I'm going to tie it into something and try to save some lives. Get some lemonade out of these lemons. Coming up on the live Sunday transmission at a skeleton crew.
Finally, we're seeing major state governments in the United States running TV and radio ads saying, everybody, take your vitamin D3, take your zinc, and take your C. It's essential for your body's cells to maintain your health. Essential means you must have it. It's been sold out for months. It's winter sun. It's back in stock with vitamin K. Both are essential for your immune system and for your body. We got a limited shipment in. It's 25% off. Winter sun has vitamin D3 highest quality with vitamin K, taken sublingually under the tongue. Limited amount, 25% off. Get it with Ultra 12, now back in stock together for 40% off. Or Ultra 12 by itself, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, visit InfoWarsStore.com today because your funding of our operation is critical. You are the folks that sponsor us. We don't have George Soros funding us. It's you. So thank you all for your support. Winter Sun, back in stock for a limited time.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
It is Sunday, February 14th, 2021, Valentine's Day. And I am your host, Alex Jones, honored and blessed and humbled to be here with you today. I have incredible news to cover. The quickening just accelerates every day, more intense than next. But I want to say something up front. I never consciously hurt the cause of human freedom, but I've heard it plenty of times, and I learned later how I did. I've talked to a lot of people on the street. I've gotten a lot of calls, a lot of emails saying, man, why are you so depressing? Why are you taking our hope? Why are you telling us how bad things are? I'm not doing that. I'm telling you what's really going on. It's like having a roadmap that tells you you're coming up to a mountain pass and you better drive 20 miles an hour because there's no guardrail. You drive 70 miles an hour, you're going to fly off the edge and kill yourself. I'm not being negative. I'm giving you real radar, real sonar, real eyes on the ground of what's happening. And I think we've proven that we know what we're talking about. If I give you bad news, I'm sorry. I'm telling you what's coming right at us. You think I like this? Here's the good news, though. And where listeners are right is that I'm not talking enough about how the globalists have a worldwide awakening to them, how much trouble they're in politically, how they're falling apart at every level. And behind the scenes, there are a lot of good forces. Corporate, state, federal, private, high level, low level, mid level, good versus evil everywhere. But there's no secret good guy group that's super powerful that's all organized. It's all of us making good decisions every single day. That's how the universe really operates. We making the right decision. We having courage together. As individuals, collectively, then moving and having great victories. Sunday Live, U.S. troops refusing COVID injections en masse. India bans Pfizer injection. Huge positive news as the world awakens to the permanent globalist lockdown. As it comes out, it's all basically a fraud and a hoax. And there's a consortium of other diseases they're calling COVID. And there's real death happening, but they're mislabeling. That's all coming up. A huge, incredibly important stack. Cuomo set to be indicted. Real news, real information, real positive stuff there. But then there's the bad news. And we knew that was coming. Joe Biden has already signaled through think tanks what I told you a month ago. He wants to ban all semi-autos, including shotguns, 22s, you name it, most guns. He wants to register them all first, and he wants to ban above 9-round magazines. You say that'll cause a civil war. Exactly. The globalists want to break this country up. So see, we think we're fighting a leftist takeover, so let's just fight that and beat them. You're fighting a takedown of the country itself. So we've got to be aware of the full battle plan and then act accordingly so we don't get tricked into a mindless fight with the security services and the military that, on average, are more awake than any other group. We're going to lay all of that out. So that's two areas. We have the insane trial of the president that they suddenly ended. You had 3 days, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 10 hours a day of total lies against the president, 30 hours of garbage. 3 hours by his lawyers doing half a decent job, showing Democrats saying, I'm going to kill Trump, the vice president, we're going to burn everything down, and they had to put their tail between their legs and drop it because it was another giant fraud after another 4 hours of BS. So they had 34 hours of lies versus 3 hours of truth. They had to pull it because they were like, oh, my God, they're going to let Republicans call witnesses? And they started talking about, let's impeach Kamala Harris. She said, kill Trump, burn down the country. We're going to see more fires. We need to see more civil unrest, more violence. That's bold talk, folks. Imagine if I got up and said, we need civil unrest. That means burning police cars and buildings. People get killed doing that. I'd get arrested. I probably should. But she says it, it's cute, it's funny to do that. Remember the horrible cackle? Want me to subject you to it again? I guess I could. So we got that stack. And we got a lot more, folks. We've got a lot. We've got Saturday Night Live is on a jag. They're on a roll. More jokes about pedophilia not existing. And more attacks about children being abused ritualistically, because I can tell you a large part of their writing staff are pedophiles and are devil worshipers. Remember I told you about NXIVM a year before it broke, and I said they brand women on the bikini line? I talked about Harvey Weinstein. I was told 17 years ago in Hollywood about that. I'm going to stop right there before self-incrimination. I was never involved in any of it, but I've been there. I've left. Oh, where are you going, pussy? Where are you going? I'm not a bunch of women getting let in on dog collars. That's what makes this whole thing go around and around and around. Whether it was women that wanted to do that, or whether it was a setup, I'm not part of that. That's how I'm still on air. Because I'm not a Hollywood dude running around having sex with 10 women every month or screwing prostitutes or torturing women. But I can sure as hell tell you, you scratch the surface of Hollywood, that's what you find. And it's disgusting. And see, that's the good news is the longer we stay on air during this period, we're supposed to already be off air, the more we're going to have a great effect thanks to you magnifying what we're doing, amplifying it, and spreading the word. But I want to give you some viewer discretion when we come back. I don't show horrible tragedies to just show you a horrible tragedy because some people like a train wreck. I see this. I was shown this on Friday by the crew. I didn't know after 24 hours of this stuff happening up at Fort Worth in Dallas of what really happened. I'd seen the helicopter footage of the couple hundred cars all piled up. We come back, I'm going to show you what really happened. From someone on the ground when it happened, up close. I've never seen anything in a Hollywood movie like this one. Cars are crashing and flipping and exploding. Wait till you see on the ground the actual pileup. And the reason I'm going to play it will be explained when we come back. So viewer discretion advised, because people were dying. Seven people died on the footage you're about to see. And I'm showing it to save some lives and to illustrate something. Okay, let's stop right there. We're not going to be on air in a year. And you backed us last year. I told you that last year. You came through. We made it this year. A little bit in the black. A little bit to be able to keep our projects going. A little bit to fund some other secret projects we're working on. Gosh, I could do a lot better if I had more money. I'm not bitching at you. You're amazing. You're incredible. But think about the world we're in right now. Think about how crazy things are. Think about InfoWars not being on the air. without Greg Reese and without Owen Schroyer and without John Bound and without all the rest of the crew and the incredible stuff we put out when everybody else is being shut down. We are a major mothership in the fight against the New World Order, a capital ship, a ship of the line, a flagship in this central battle. So I just ask you to pray for us. And I know the providence is real. Thank you. I'm very humbled by it. I don't deserve it, but I'm in the fight. I need it. And to financially support us at InfoWarsStore.com. We have $50 off the Alexa Pure Pro, highest quality gravity-fed stainless steel filter, highest rated out there. Competitors aren't as good. They're $100 more normally. They're $350. These are normally about $260, $265. It's $216 right now. $50 off on the Alexa Pure Pro. And we also have Winter Sun Vitamin D3 for your immune system with Vitamin K, highest quality, back in stock, 25% off. And Ultra 12, super high quality vitamin B12 under the tongue at InfoWarsStore.com. And Knockout, sold out for months. The great sleep aid, natural sleep aid. Try it for yourself and experience it. 40% off. We'll be right back. Dun-dun-dun, dun-dun-dun.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
All right, welcome back on this Valentine's Day broadcast. I'm showing you footage of Dallas, Texas, a live shot there from top of one of the tallest buildings. You can see it is an icy wasteland, no one on the streets. Now, if you're in Chicago or you're in New York, you laugh at that. You say, hell, we drive all the time. Well, we're not used to it. It only happens once or twice a year, and hundreds of people die statewide when it unfolds. And that's a teaching moment. Americans haven't been under a Hitler. They haven't been under a Stalin or a Mao or Fidel Castro or a Hugo Chavez. I liken that, as you know many times, to the dodo bird. Galapagos Island, the sailor show, then a couple years, all the dodo birds are killed. They're like as fat as a turkey, have a big bill, never had predators. There's no predators for them. So the sailors could walk right over and hit them in the head with a club or a sword or a hammer and eat them. And the last dodo was killed last time. I think they were dead within 4 years. Because the dodo bird didn't have sense. You tell a dodo bird, don't walk out in front of that truck. Dodo bird's going to do it. Well, we tell people, don't let Bill Gates and Big Pharma run your medical system and tell you that an experimental vaccine is safe when it's not. And don't let them keep you in your house when a mask doesn't even protect you. Here's the study, and the media blocks that, and Big Tech blocks it. Well, you should get upset about that and say no to that. If you don't, you're a dodo bird. You don't stand up for yourself. So I'm not calling people that have wrecks in the ice dodo birds. I'm a dodo bird compared to people I know that, you know, live in Michigan or Minnesota is the greatest example, or North Dakota or Montana or Wyoming. I mean, I grew up in Dallas where it froze 6-7 times a year. I kind of figured out how to not slam your brakes on, how to stay in the ruts in the ice, not to go out right when the first ice first hits so the trucks can put sand out, and, you know, a little bit better. You also learned an all-wheel drive car, so in case that happens, and I happen to have one, I could drive. But if you're back-wheel drive or whatever, you better forget going out. But they don't know that. But imagine you tried to educate somebody about, hey, you better not drive out in that black ice unless you got all-wheel drive. The average American would say, shut up, that's a conspiracy theory. All-wheel drive doesn't exist. That's how dumb it is to say Bilderberg doesn't exist, Trilateral Commission doesn't exist, CFR doesn't exist, Davos Group doesn't exist, Great Reset doesn't exist, Agenda 2030 doesn't exist. These are all real things. Just like a Massey tractor, or just like a Audi all-wheel drive vehicle, or just like a Bombardier private jet. They exist just like a Remington 700 rifle. They're damn real. And that's what's frustrating is we're here covering real things. And so, lordy, lordy, here comes the rain. It freezes. And I've never seen, I mean, I'm talking, I got footage. I even shot some footage on my phone. Hundreds of cars wrecked on my way here tonight. Signs knocked over, lights out, the police overwhelmed, fire trucks wrecking. It was Armageddon. Took me an hour to get here, normally 15 minutes. Why is it not like that in Chicago or in Toronto or in Quebec or in, because they're experienced ICE and know how to deal with it. And they have a structure to deal with it. We don't, as Americans, have a structure to deal with tyranny because we've never lived under it. Just like we never lived with ICE. And so when we experience it, we don't know what to do because we're like a dodo bird. The dodo bird wasn't bad. It had never had a predator. So when it was hit, it didn't know what to do. Just like we've never had black ice, but every year or so, or every couple of years. And so when it happens, people don't know how to deal with it. So I've made my allegory, my parallel, but that's what it's like here to deal with this. And to know that you can talk to your neighbors saying, oh, I'm still going to the grocery store. And I'm like, okay, well, if you don't have all-wheel drive, you're going to probably wreck. And then you're driving to work and you see your neighbor's car crashed in the ditch. That happened today. Saw my neighbor this morning. Saw him driving off. And I said, hey, be careful. When that blows in soon, it's going to have black ice. By like 3 or 4, you won't be able to drive. Okay, sure. In the ditch. So that's where this is. It's not like I'm that smart, folks. I just learned from experience. I shouldn't even have gone out with a 4-wheel drive or all-wheel drive vehicle, you know, designed in Germany to drive on the Autobahn and this stuff. It's still a risk, but I did it. So let me show you the real world. And this happened outside Fort Worth on a highway where there was a small rise so people couldn't see. And then once they got there, there was ice, so they couldn't slow down. It was over a hill, on a bridge, on an overpass, so there was ice they hit, perfect timing. Over a hill, didn't see the backup. You're not on ice here, but by the time you hit the bridge, you're on ice. Now you can't stop. The perfect conditions, the perfect storm. 7 people died in this pileup. Here it is. This is on the ground in the other lane for radio listeners. Horrible footage. You're lucky you're not seeing this. 18-wheeler, 50 miles an hour, boom. It gets worse. One's going 70 in a minute because it's up the crest of a hill. What the? 18-wheeler just plows through like 4 vehicles. That killed at least 3 of the people. And now another one even hits it going faster. And there's more of these. So, that's not the helicopter footage of the aftermath. That's at night. That's in the early morning hours. That's what really happened. It's very sad, and our hearts go out to those that died and are injured. So something like hundreds are injured. And it was 6 dead. Now it's 7 dead. Hundreds of cars. And that's what happens when you have the perfect storm. So, I have a stack of news here where there are thousands of dead admitted. And I think about 1 in 50 adverse reactions gets reported. So, if thousands are dead, that's 50 times bigger. No one knows from the vaccines. But don't believe Alex Jones. 5 governments have banned these vaccines now. I'll tell you about it when we come back. The military is refusing to take it. So, people are waking up. So when we come back, we are going to lay all of this out in great detail. I kind of like that misfire. It's like, you have to understand, I'm not up here. I know the average person isn't informed, doesn't study things. So you tune into a show and the guy's talking fast. You think this guy's just making stuff up. I make mistakes too, by the way. And I read the comments and people explain it to me where I made mistakes. I made a mistake yesterday in a special report we shot. And I saw the comments. They're like, Jones, Australia has not stopped vaccines. They just banned the government vaccine, 54 million doses, that was giving people false HIV tests. They're still rolling out the Merck, and you're right. I was explaining that they canceled the other shot because it was causing illnesses and death and giving false positive HIV. That was correct, but you're right. They're still rolling out a vaccine, so I can see how that was misunderstood, so I fixed that. But let me give you all this latest data. When we come back on the other side, this is the global...
You cannot hide a grand assault. America is about to have its energy cut off, its borders destroyed, its dollar brought down to nothing. All of you that have served Satan, believe that you are on the right team. You're about to find out how pathetic you are. So I ask all of you who are awake and who love God, stop living in fear. The enemy is about to expose itself. The enemy can't help itself. The enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. We sit here as good people and get upset about that and try to stop it. We should, but once it comes through, once it hits us, once it's dominating us and raping us and attacking us, we just have to point out we tried to stop it. So prepare yourselves, America. You're going under judgment, just like all the children that were aborted. This is the truth. This is the InfoWar.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
You don't need me to play the 10 hours of footage I've got from just the last few years, do you? The last year or so, where I told you the masks are never coming off, the lockdown's never ending, they'll just cycle it on and off, but each time tightening it down more. Biden's come out and said, oh, wear a mask in the next year. He promised by April just 100 days. Sorry, now it's in the next year. Then another year. And another year. And another year. Because it's about you being dirty, you being bad, you being a suspect, so they can grab you up off the streets, so they can track and control you, so they can give you IDs to be able to even live your life. But let's get into the good news right now. President Biden tells Americans to wear a face mask until 2022. I'll play that clip coming up here in a few minutes. But let's get to the good news first, because it's very, very important. Pentagon touts vaccine administration rate amid concerns of widespread refusal, U.S. News and World Report. It goes on to say that the vast majority of the troops are refusing the vaccine because it's voluntary. They try to statistical manipulation. They go, oh, but we did get a certain group that would said they'd take it. And out of that group, 80%+ did take it. So what do you do when the vast majority won't take it? 98%. You take the group that will take it and then say, oh, 80%+ of them, 82% did. 82%. That's the statistical game they play. And they said, oh, the troops are believing wild conspiracy theories about the vaccine's true intent and creating fears such as pregnant women and its potential effects not might be fully understood. Wow, that's what the troops think? Well, I'm about to show you official government documents and reports. That's U.S. News and World Report. Oh, those dirty troops. They just don't know what they're doing. They're cannon fodder, like Henry Kissinger said. They're just dumb troops. They deserve to die. I didn't say that. Henry Kissinger said that. I'm quoting him. I don't agree with him. Of course, it's been the troops that have been the brunt of illegal testing, just like black folks have. Oh, that's another group that doesn't trust the vaccines. It's black folks. And I've got articles on that, but let's talk about that. The troops say it hasn't been tested. And the troops say it hurts pregnant women. Hey, guys, can we type in three groups that shouldn't take the vaccine, according to British government advisory group 2 months ago that the military put out? Over 75, pregnant women under 16. Because there were so many deaths. But it's now the South African government. It's now the Indian government and multiple other governments saying, do not take this shot. In fact, go back to that headline, though, guys. This is Yahoo News. Back in December of last year, 2.5 months ago, three groups of people advised not to get the Pfizer COVID vaccine. Now, you understand, if you talk about this, Robert Kennedy Jr. last week put this out on his Facebook, he was banned. You're not going to warn people, because then they might not take this thing that this crazy psycho Bill Gates wants you to take, because he wants you to take that Pfizer shot. So let's shift gears. You just saw on U.S. News and World Report, I mean, the military, these evil people, I mean, you heard you can't trust them from Joe Biden. They said pregnant women shouldn't take it because the British military said they shouldn't. They were the ones that started before the U.S. military. British military said, yeah, pregnant women shouldn't take it. We had a bunch of miscarriages. Oh, but you don't say that in U.S. News and World Report. You just say the U.S. military, the rank and file, pulled that out of their ass, didn't you? Pisses me off, excuse me. Military men are just dumb, stupid animals to be used as pawns in foreign policy. He wrote that in his own book, Henry Kissinger. Sorry, let's digress. Well, I'll take those dumb pawns over you any day, son. Oh, but what else did the military say? They said it hasn't been tested. Well, let's just not believe those dumb military animals that Kissinger and the liberals are talking about. Here, let's sit back for a minute. They skipped animal trials and main human trials. They had to have emergency authorization to even give it. And India just said, who kicked Bill Gates out 5 years ago, he was caught sterilizing people and giving people polio, look it up. They just said, we're not taking it and giving you emergency authorization to give this to people without studying it. Oh, here it is. To the Associated Press everywhere. India says Pfizer COVID vaccine not recommended for emergency use of the stage, not authorized, not studied, banned in India. Oh, man, they just joined our dirtbag military. Did you see our dirtbag military? U.S. News and World Report, the Pentagon says they're insane. They've just made up that pregnant women shouldn't take it. They've just made up it's not tested. Oh, man, these are bad people. Woo! You ever see somebody this bad in your life? You ever see somebody this much disinfo as our military? They're almost as bad as InfoWars. Hell, they might even be worse, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, wait, folks, I'm like three articles into about 50 right here. I got so many adverse reaction death reports. I got over 200 up right here in just the last 3 days. In the U.S. alone, they shoot old people up. They're dead in 15 minutes in many cases. Woo! I mean, folks, here's the thing. I used to be worried about stuff because I wanted to win the fight. I was worried about my family and everything. Oh, things are so crazy now, this ain't going to go on long. Whatever's going on, whatever's happening, the number of people they're killing, whatever's going on, baby, we ain't never seen nothing like this. This is big. I thought they'd put something in there to kill you in 5 years. Oh, no. They're going to kill your ass right now. But like I said, the Pentagon said this hadn't. The Pentagon said our troops are bad. They think it hadn't been tested, and they think it hurts pregnant women. And I just showed you where they admit that. So India says Pfizer COVID vaccine not recommended for emergency use at this stage, bans the use. India backs AstraZeneca shot despite South Africa saying it didn't work and killed people, but at least it isn't as deadly as this one. COVID, India says entire population may not need vaccine. Oh, yeah, I really think so. Don't want to kill all your people or sterilize them? Now, let's get really serious. Deaths of elderly who recovered from COVID-19 but died at vaccine rates questioned, Epic Times. It has a whole breakdown with direct links to the adverse reaction website of the federal government created in 1986 under the Vaccine Damage Court Program, and this lists these clusters at nursing homes, the ones that don't cover up the deaths, where you'll have up to 5% of the population of the nursing home die sometimes within 15 minutes of taking it. I suggest you go read this instead of listening to, Snopes tell you it's not happening. Because, Snopes will tell you, oh, India didn't ban this vaccine, or, oh, it's all tested, even though none of it's true. Seniors who allegedly beat COVID-19 are dying from taking COVID vaccine. But listen, let's get down to brass tacks. Every good leftist worships the London Guardian. I mean, they're as commie as Lenin's diaper. Well, guess what? Look at this. Did you know anyone with a learning disability is denied medical care, including Down syndrome, and allowed to die because they claim the hospitals are full when they're not? So that's eugenics. Oh, sorry, you have a disability. You don't get health care because of the COVID's overload our hospitals, even though they didn't, and the hospitals are wide open. It's all an exercise in the big banks that own the hospitals, keeping all your insurance money and all your tax money and not giving you services and eugenics. And if you think they can kill mentally retarded children and kill, autistic kids, do you think you're safe, you sacks of globalist garbage? Wow.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
So, this is all a giant psychological warfare operation against humanity. Welcome back. I'm your host, Alex Jones, on this Sunday evening, February 14th, Valentine's Day. And it came out last year that Yale and Harvard, along with Princeton and Stanford and Oxford over in the UK and Cambridge, were all hired to do questionnaires with their own students and others to test what psychology works best to take inoculations. Oh, you're a hero. Oh, you're a conspiracy theorist if you don't. Oh, you're going to hurt people if you don't take it. And so we now know that people around the U.S. and the world are giving questionnaires. They go, oh, it's a volunteer shot, but why aren't you taking it? And they give you questionnaires. That's your own medical history. That's your own private life. Why is a city employee or a private employer, why are they asking what you're doing? I mean, I imagine if I walked to one of my crew members and said, hey, fill out this questionnaire about do you use organic tampons or not? Or, hey, what type of toothpaste do you use? People be like, you're really weird. What's the point of that? This is all technocrats in our business, in our lives. They're obsessed with playing God. They want to control us. And again, you go back last year and year before, December 2019, The UN's own scientists had an emergency meeting in December 1st and 2nd, and the video went out. Nobody gave it attention. We didn't. They said, no one believes this. It's hurting everyone. The vaccines don't work. What are we going to do? Our own scientists and doctors, the front line's wobbly. Well, what do? You launch this big hysteria out of China. China's the model of the tyranny. Authoritarianism's the new system. It's a revolution of be good, do what we say, we'll protect you. No foreign army could ever conquer us, but this is a war. These are generals attempting their takeover. Federal government and Yale are holding studies and clinical trials on how to best persuade Americans to take their vaccines. August. Gateway Pundit. So let's go back here. Here's the London Guardian. Fury at do not resuscitate notices given to COVID patients with learning disabilities. Autistic, Down syndrome, others. They said, well, our hospitals are so full, if you're sick, we're not going to help you because we're triaging. Your life isn't worth as much, even though their hospitals are basically empty. They're not doing the cancer surgeries. They're not doing the elective surgeries. They're all getting your NIH money. They're all getting your insurance money and not giving you services, which they admit, oh, healthcare companies, record profits, just like big tech, because they all came up with the technocracy with Bloomberg and Jeff Bezos to not give you healthcare. And you sit there and take it because you're liberal. You're like, not getting healthcare, not getting Medicare, not getting Medicaid, which Biden just did. You're like, that's liberal running death camps in China's liberal. Stop Alex Jones. He wants us to get Medicare. Kill him all. We can joke about that, but that's the cult they're in. The old social safety network was just to make everybody feel like they were going to be taken care of, but it was never going to be that way because we have the record aging population and they need to be phased out. Just like the author of Obamacare, Ezekiel Emanuel, said, kill everyone at 75. And he went on to say, oh yeah, tripling of insulin prices. The U.S. pays triple what anybody else does for major drugs because the middlemen set up scams. Trump couldn't believe it. And he killed it 6 months ago, and he signed an executive order, and he gave a speech at the washing machine factory in the middle, it was like, oh, Iowa or somewhere. And he said, I won't be here soon. I'll be gone for a while. I mean, he'd make a comeback. I found out that China isn't the one stealing all the money. It's the middlemen. I thought China was getting triple the money for. They're not even getting any money. I'll make a deal with them and they get like 10% more to make our drugs. But we'll make them here. We don't need them. Remember the speech? He said almost all the money goes to middlemen that do nothing. 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 And now all these liberals. Man, I remember one time I went to a local clinic. I go to when I need something like once a year, twice a year. And there was this old black lady up there. And she goes up, she has her card, and Obamacare had just gone in. This was like 8-9 years ago. And she came to get her, and they go, sorry, it's double the price. And she said, well, I don't have that money. And she said, we're sorry, it's Obamacare. And the woman started crying. And now they're getting rid of Medicare and Medicaid all for you. But it's all right. Joe Biden's liberal, right? Oh, yeah. And your insulin prices just tripled. But that's okay, right? That's okay, right? Because, I mean, Trump's a Nazi, remember? He's a Nazi. So let's get back to this. It goes on to say people with learning disabilities don't get health care and die. And you already don't cancer surgery, you don't get heart surgery, you don't get anything in the UK. It's all closed because the hospitals are all full of COVID, even though they're all empty. But it's okay because you're liberal. And if you don't agree with this, you'll get banned on Twitter. And you don't care about your mom getting heart surgery. You don't care about your dad getting insulin. You don't care about your cousin getting it. You just want to feel good on Twitter and Facebook and attack everybody. So you're going to get to stay on there till you die. Because you're a good little bot that does what they're told, as if you're going to be taken care of yourself. Yeah, throw the old lady right off the cliff. Oh, but at least I predicted this 8 months ago. I said, listen, Cuomo, all of them, they're going to get flushed down the toilet for sending COVID patients to nursing homes and for doing all this because the globalists want to scare the rest of their governors. I just know how they operate. And sure enough, Cuomo avoids reporters during White House visit at New York nursing home. CNN says he'll be indicted soon. Oh, man, Cuomo's so bad he did all this. Cuomo followed the United Nations directives to do all this. And so now they're going to have some sacrificial lambs in all of it. And I can't say I'm going to cry. Let's keep moving here. Oh, Summit.News, links to BBC. UK government could grant vaccine exemptions to ethnic minorities. I heard this a few months ago on NPR. Well, black people are dumb. You know, we're liberals. We can say that. And they won't take shots. They're like the U.S. military. They're dumb. You know, they just don't trust us. And so we're going to have vaccine waivers for them, all right? But they won't be able to leave their house or have a job. You know how they are. But white people, you're going to take it. So show the black people not to be scared of you. Roll up your sleeve and take your shot. This is just a total attack by these criminals to cover up Jeffrey Epstein and the fact that Bill Gates was involved and all the corruption and the banking and the derivatives and the scams and the dollar implosion and the New World Order and the rigging and the cloning. And so they just want to make the whole world hellish with masks on and checkpoints and passports so you forget all the crimes they committed and don't do anything about it. But that's really what all this is about. And here's the good news for Cuomo and Newsom and Wolf and all the rest of them. You're not getting away with any of it, scumbags. We're trying to survive. Restaurant owner sued by L.A. County for allegedly violating COVID restrictions speaks out. Oh. But the good news is the recall against Newsom campaign reaches enough signatures to potentially trigger special election. Fox News, they are panicking. Oh, but the doctor whose baby died, a bunch of doctors that were pregnant took the shot and their babies died. They're like, well, it's still good. Take the shot. And now our message is to take the vaccine, says family of man whose death after COVID shot is under investigation. They're like, oh, the family. Oh, no, you need to take this more since he died. This doctor died. I'll make my own decisions. Thank you. Here's CNN. The stories keep getting worse for Cuomo on COVID-19. Why, he covered it all up. He was told what to do by the system. He was told put COVID patients in with old people that don't have vitamin D3. He was told, and he did it, and he's still going to get hung out to dry because everybody else did it too, including Republicans. And now they're going to say, you want to go down like Cuomo? That's how the corruption works. Get him to kill the old people, and now we've got your ass. Instead of him coming out and saying who told him, he made a mistake he didn't know and burning. Fauci, he won't do it because he's too stupid like his brother and like his degenerate father, who were put in power because they're dumb, not because they're smart. They're pimps. Oh. Fauci, though, has a new caveat for schools to open. He said they could, but you've got to pass the new $1.9 trillion stimulus package to blue cities, and then you can open. Hey, Fauci. Imagine a world without you, buddy. They got another video about that. Imagine a world without Bill Gates. We'll play it next hour. I didn't drive through a snowstorm and an ice storm for no reason. I'm going to deliver the goods because I'm alive.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.